Page 94. Listening Comprehension. Exercise A. Understand from context. Listen to the interviews. Complete each statement with the name of the artist. Interview 1.
Welcome to Focus on the Arts. I'm Paul Green, and we're broadcasting today from beautiful downtown San Francisco, where we're asking people about their favorite artists. Excuse me, sir. Sir? Excuse me.
Yes?
I'm Paul Green from Focus on the Arts. I wonder if I could ask for 1 minute of your time to tell us if you have a favorite movie director.
My favorite director? Sure. That would be Ang Lee from Taiwan. I find his work really fascinating.
In what way?
Well, for one thing, all his films are really different from each other.
How so?
Some of his best movies are in Chinese, like Eat, Drink, Man, Woman, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. And he also makes great movies in English that are set in England or the U.S. And they really explore the culture in those countries.
Mm-hmm.
Some of his movies are really artistic and others are very commercial. I think he's not afraid to try new things. Yeah, I like that.
Great. Thank you so much. And your name is?
Bert. Bert Hildegard.
Well, thank you so much for your time.
Interview 2.
Let's find someone else. Oh, there's a woman over here taking pictures. Ma'am, excuse me, ma'am, would you be willing to talk with us?
Me? Well, I'm in a little bit of a hurry, but, well, okay, I guess.
Great. Well, first of all, can I get your name?
Susan. Susan Wallach.
Hi, Susan. I couldn't help but notice that you're a photographer.
Well, not professionally.
I'm wondering if you have a favorite photographer.
Favorite photographer? That would definitely be Henri Cartier-Bresson, the French photographer. He was a real 20th century artist. I think he died a few years ago.
What do you like about his work?
Well, for one thing, his photographs are just beautiful to look at.
Mm.
He traveled all over the world to take photos, and he captured some of the most important historical images of the 20th century.
I see.
You know, his work is all in black and white, but the images are unforgettable. He had this ability to photograph people at just the right moment. I read somewhere that often he would wait for hours for the right time to take a photo.
I believe I've heard that too.
Believe it or not, his work has really influenced my own. As a matter of fact, when you came over to speak to me, I was waiting for the right moment to take a shot.
I'm sorry I interrupted you.
Oh, that's okay. It was fun talking with you.
Interview 3.
There's a very nicely dressed young woman over here. Excuse me, would you mind talking to our listeners today? I'm with Focus on the Arts.
Oh, I love that show. Are you Paul Green?
I am. Nice to meet you.
Catherine Wolf. Thank you.
Hi, Catherine. Catherine, I wonder if you have a favorite fashion designer.
A favorite fashion designer? I really like the Italian designer Valentino. He doesn't design dresses anymore, but he's a classic.
Wasn't there a film about him?
Actually, I saw it. Valentino, the Last Emperor. I really love the passion he has for his art.
So what do you especially like about his work?
Well, I find his dresses really elegant and very original. In the movie, he says his greatest desire was to make women look beautiful. I think he was very successful at doing that. His designs are very flattering to women.
I see.
You know, seeing him in that movie made me want to have a creative job. He inspired me to take fashion design classes myself.
Really? That's terrific. Thank you, Catherine.
You're welcome.
Interview 4.
We have time for one more. Let's see. Excuse me, sir, can I take just a minute of your time?
Sure. What's going on?
Hi, I'm Paul Green from Focus on the Arts, and I'm asking people today about their favorite artists. What about you? Do you have a favorite painter or sculptor?
Cool. Well, actually, I'm very fond of the paintings of Frida Kahlo.
Oh, the Mexican painter. I love her work, too. By the way, can you tell me your name, please?
Oh, sure. Nick Jenkins.
So, Nick, what is it that you like so much about Kahlo's work?
You know, Kahlo had a very hard life. She was very sick as a child, and as a young woman, she was in a terrible accident. So she was always in pain, and she couldn't have any children.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. Her work reflects her life experiences, and of course she was married to Diego Rivera, the great Mexican muralist. It wasn't always a happy marriage, so she had a lot of material for creating her art.
What a life she had.
You know, her self-portraits really touch my heart. They move me much more than Diego Rivera's work, actually. And he's great.
Well, they were both great artists with natural talent. Thanks, Nick. It was nice talking with you.
Hey, my pleasure.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. And remember, keep focused on the arts.